As an example of a intermediate stage in this process, we've got our hybrids. So the uni's got a civic hybrid. What's going on in the hybrid then is we have a electric motor, which is quite a thin sort of unit, sandwiched between the transmission and the engine. The function of the petrol engine then is to provide sufficient energy to keep the car moving when the electric is unable to sort of do the goods. Now, in the case of the Civic, that's most of the time. In the case of some of the other hybrids, they can actually run fully electric for a bit before the internal combustion picks up the difference. So sitting behind the rear seat here is a flat pack of batteries, 144-volt battery. The batteries are really good. So in Cairns, we've actually got the largest taxi fleet of hybrids in the world. And that fleet has been used by Toyota to actually test out the technology. And they're actually performing much better than Toyota ever expected. So the new hybrid then is largely based on stuff they found out in the Cairns taxi fleet. So the batteries are going really well. The batteries recharge primarily by regenerative braking. So instead of taking your foot off the pedal and slamming your foot on the brakes, when you take the foot off the pedal there, then the momentum of the car is then transformed into a braking action, which then charges the battery. So it's quite a tricky sort of way of doing it. So these guys then are very clean sort of vehicles in terms of their ability to generate carbon dioxide. That being said, at the moment in Australia, the cleanest cars are the Prius and the diesel version of the Mini. So diesels can be extremely clean on a CO2 generated per litre of fuel basis. Now, there's a bit of a difference in the size of the two cars, but it's important to remember if you use a very clean diesel, then it is also quite good in terms of CO2 emissions. So back in 2004, there were 1,400 hybrids sold. These things come and go in waves in terms of how the economy is going, how many hybrids are sold. So the States had a period where nobody could get a hybrid. They were so popular, but then it dropped right off. They had the hybrids sitting in the factory.